The Language of Desire, The Boiled Frog. Have you heard that folk story about boiling a frog? You can't throw a frog into a pot of boiling water, he'll jump right out. So if you want to successfully boil a frog, you put him in lukewarm water and slowly dial up the heat. Okay, so that's kind of a graphic picture, so we're not looking to cook anyone here. But let me ask you this. Is your man shy or really conservative, especially when it comes to sex? Despite what you may think, there are men out there who aren't super sexed up. He may have grown up in a very conservative or strictly religious household where sexuality was treated as something bad or shameful. He may have had a past relationship with a woman who was shut down sexually, which made him shut down too. He may not be super experienced. There are some men out there who've only had a few partners. And he also may have a low libido due to hormonal shifts, medical stuff, or erectile dysfunction. And he also just may be shy and never had a partner show him how to experiment, explore, and have fun with sex openly. So think about that for a second. What pressure that must be for a guy who lives in a culture where the alpha macho guy is the ideal. Men are expected to be masterful lovers and be able to woo any woman they decide they want. That's a lot to live up to. Even if he bucks a standard, there's still something deep in his psyche telling him he's supposed to know how to please a woman. But for the reasons listed above and many other possibilities, he might fall way short of the alpha male stereotype. And that could be a big reason why he isn't sexually aggressive with you. With a guy like that, if the first thing you did was drop a sex bomb on him, like verbal Viagra, he'd probably freak out. He'd hop right out of that boiling water, girl. And that's what this technique is about, using a measured approach to slowly dial up the heat. I've created a 21-day plan that will get things hot without him hopping away. Days 1 through 7, setting the stage. To start out, this week I'm going to have you send a few playful texts, and I want you to keep this at a PG level, sweet and flirty. You're going to compliment him and make him feel masculine with these messages. Start your text with something like, I admire, or I adore, or what I love about you, or I appreciate, I really like, I enjoy, I'm crazy about, I value, you are the best at, or I respect. And follow that up with something you genuinely want to compliment him about. Men love feeling respected and acknowledged for their accomplishments, their hard work, and how they make you feel. So these, it's just a variety of responses or things that would tack on to those first few words. How hard you work to provide for our family. How much you do around the house. Your integrity, it's a rare trait. Your passion for your career. How much you love your kids. Doing the yard work and chores I don't like. Your willingness to always help someone you care about. Your sense of humor, you can always make me laugh. How much you care about your health, your intelligence, how you care about our community, how you will always kill a spider and not laugh at my fear of them. When it comes to feelings, tell him how he makes you feel from your heart. You make me feel safe, loved, appreciated, beautiful, sexy, cared for, understood, or like a queen. And remember, a little objectifying goes a long way. So start out with something like, I really like, or I'm crazy about, or I adore. Your scruffy beard, it's hot. How well you take care of your body. You're looking good, mister. Your strong arms, especially when you hold me close. How cute your butt looks in those new jeans. Your soulful eyes. Your chiseled jaw, that new haircut, your broad shoulders. And you can leave it there, or you can follow it up with something like, I'm so thankful. I'm a lucky woman. You're the best. Or, I love you so much. Do this at least 2 to 3 times during the week. Ideally, once in the beginning of the week and then once close to the weekend. His response isn't really important. He may send just a simple thank you, or he may reply with a compliment of his own. But you're just piquing his interest here and training him that sometimes a text from you will be a flirty or sweet surprise. Days 8 through 12. Turn up the heat a few degrees. So far, you've sweetly let him know you're thinking about him. Now you're going to turn up the heat just a little with some text to build anticipation. These texts aren't going to be graphic. They're still flirty, but just a little more directed at sex than the first week. So you could say something like, I can't stop thinking about your sexy lips. I love how you kiss me. Or your satisfied smile last night. Or your touch. You know exactly how to make my body sing. Another one is, you've got me so distracted, I think I need a cold shower. Or just thinking about being alone with you. Or remembering last Thursday night with a little wink. Another idea is to start out saying, I smile when I think about what I wish you were doing to me right now. Or our romantic getaway last month. Damn, it was steamy. Or letting you have your way with me. And lastly, you could say, you turn me on with your bedroom eyes. I know exactly what's on your mind when you look at me like that. Your kisses, they make me want to surrender to you. Your strong hands, so manly yet gentle, and a little naughty. The point with your text this week is to ramp up his desire when he hears his phone buzz with a text from you. Building on what happened last week, your text prompts may lead to some dialogue back and forth. But if he doesn't reply with sexy messages of his own, it's okay. He's now learning how texting can be a sexy communication tool, and he may not feel comfortable yet. If he only replies with a smiley face or short sentences, don't worry that he doesn't like it. He still may be unsure of how to engage with you. So ask him easy questions after your messages that he can answer with a yes or a no. Something like, does that sound fun? Are you smiling too? Do you like that? Want to do that tonight? So when you ask a question, it keeps him engaged, and it gives him an easy way to respond if he doesn't quite know what to say. Days 13 through 18, the slow boil. Now it's time to venture into more graphic territory. By now, he should be getting used to getting sexy messages from you. Using text at this point gives him the chance to build his confidence, so keep it to texting unless he takes the lead and talks dirty in person. Talking about the senses is a great way to get his mind exactly where you want it. If you've recently had sex, one thing that works well is to recall a specific moment, sensation, or feeling from your time together. You can also build anticipation for next time. So you can say, I can't stop thinking about the amazing orgasm you gave me. I'm still quivering remembering it. The wonderful way your tongue feels when it explores my body. The look on your face when you came. I love watching you climax. You and your amazing penis. How good it felt when you took me from behind, grabbing my hips and getting so deep. Wrapping my mouth around your dick and hearing you moan in pleasure. That one obviously is a little bit more explicit. Another idea is to start out saying, do you have any idea just how turned on you get me? Or how drop-dead sexy I find you? Or how hot it was when you looked me straight in the eye as you slowly entered me inch by delicious inch? Or how amazing you feel inside me? Another idea you can start out with saying, when you get home tonight, I'm going to rip your pants off and have my way with you. or don't say a word, just push me against the wall and kiss me deeply. We are skipping dinner and going straight for dessert. And lastly, you could say, I can't wait for Friday. We have the house to ourselves and I'm so turned on thinking of everything I want you to do to me. To be naked in bed with you, or to feel your body on top of mine. The goal with your messages this week is to increase the passion level and get him comfortable sexting with you. Use his replies to gauge his comfort level. If he engages in dirty dialogue, awesome, keep going. Feel free to ask him questions and lead the conversation. You can say, if you were here with me, tell me what you'd be doing to my body. Or what dirty thoughts are running through your mind right now? Or if we were together, what would you want me to do? But if he only replies with a smiley face or short sentences to the text you're sending, don't worry again that he doesn't like it. He just still might be unsure of how to engage with you. So remember, ask him easy questions after your dirty messages that he can answer with a yes or no. Stuff like, does that turn you on? Are you turned on right now? Do you like that idea? Are you looking forward to Saturday like I am? Would that feel good? Would you like that? Did you enjoy that? Want me to keep going? If he isn't writing his own sexy messages back to you, wait a couple of days before sending another dirty text. So days 19 through 21, you're going to put him on simmer. Logically, you'd think the next step would be to move to face-to-face dirty talk or keep things moving in the raunchy direction, but not necessarily. If he moves things forward on his own, great. Follow his lead. You can take it right on down to dirty, dirty down if that's where he goes. However, if he's still a little bit shy and is waiting for you to make the moves, dialing it back to the PG level builds some tension and a little bit of distance. He might realize he misses the sexual momentum that he had going with you. So one of the keys to mastering dirty talk is understanding that this is a dance that you're doing with your partner. And in dancing, I've said it before, sometimes the tempo goes at a furious pace, and other times it slows way down. And that's part of what keeps it interesting. So over these next few days, I want you to dial things all the way back to innuendo and PG land. You can tease him by making him think you're about to get dirty and then put on your best Little Miss Innocent act. Example. You say, I can't stop thinking about. He says, yeah. How excited I am to see the new Brad Pitt movie. He says, oh. He said, why? What did you think I was going to say? Or you could tease him like this. You say, oh, wow. He says, what? You say, it's pouring out. I got so wet running to the car. He says, oh, really? You say, get your mind out of the gutter, mister. I'm talking about the weather. So going back to that lesson on innuendo can give you some ideas for that, too. You can also return back to texts that compliment him on non-sexual things like you did those first 7 days. So I want you to tease and flirt and be playful, but keep it sweet and innocent. And you can do this over text, phone, as well as in person. And, you know, this might confuse him, and it might frustrate him, and that's totally fine. You want to keep him guessing from time to time, and this keeps him engaged and eager to hear when your naughty side will return. So the next steps. After going through this 21-day exercise, you now have some insights on what language he responds the best to. Continue to use flirting and dirty talk to build his confidence. And I suggest you add in some of the other lessons, the tease intensifier, the erotic action movie, or Pavlov's erection. These are all great next steps. No matter what, though, I recommend you continue to change things up and try out new ideas. Always keep in mind the balance between teasing and full-on raunch. Alternating between the two extremes will keep him intrigued. So have fun.